A Favorite Maxim by Sister Sumas Teller. Today, in the second week of Ordinary Time, our new office book's morning prayer offered us Father Madai's Maxim 11, which has been my favorite maxim. Quote, "Always speak favorably of others and value highly the good in them, excusing and covering up in the best way you can the deficiencies they might have." Unquote. This maxim has always been an invitation for me to go deeper into the central reality of my life, namely, community. Whenever I reflect or talk about family or community, I find myself saying, almost without thinking, community is so wonderful and so terrible. And yes, it is the central reality for me. I love it profoundly, and know internally that I would not survive without it. But the truth is that it is often so difficult and so terrible for me to try to live well. That is precisely because of Father Madai's insightful advice. Why is it, I ask myself, that my tendency is to recognize the deficiencies much faster than to value highly the good things in others? Living closely together in my family and then in community during my whole life, I've had access to such gifts and goodness in the others, yet I tend more to concentrate, judge, and even predict the behavior that will upset me. A while ago, I discovered a list of daily practices of beloved John the 23rd, which I read and try to practice every day. The second one is the hardest and most challenging, but it is sound advice for the practice of Maxim 11. It reads, "Support me, Lord, not to raise my voice, and to make every effort to be courteous. Please help me not to criticize anyone or try to improve or discipline anyone except myself." This practice, challenging as it is, has become an important central discipline for me, and I'm so grateful to both Father Madai and John the 23rd for gifting my life with this profound call to love. It also supports me to reflect on the advice of Father Greg Boyle, S.J., who is quoted as saying about the violent gang members with whom he works, "I try to judge the poor by what they carry and not by how they carry it." This precious maxim, this invitation to let love grow in my heart, is a continuous challenge, gift, and guide on the journey of my life.